Dear people, I'm so grateful to be able to be back again with you as we begin this holiest of weeks, Holy Week. Wonderful to be back at the cathedral and to join you in this wonderful week. Hopefully, I can share with you the wonderful graces I've experienced over this last 6 weeks. If you want to hear about them, you can have me over for dinner, and I'll share them with you. To help us enter into this holiest of weeks more fully, more intentionally, more consciously, I have 3 points. The first is this: for us to understand real clearly that Holy Week isn't a prolonged passion play. Holy Week isn't about reenacting something that happened in the past. Holy Week is about you and I entering into a mystery that's happening now. The death, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus happening now. Him bringing life out of death now. Him turning the worst into the best now. Him turning defeat into victory now. Second point, where's that happening? In us. That's why we cover that body. Because what we're celebrating during Holy Week is happening in this body, in that body. The mystery we're celebrating, dear people, is occurring in your heart through baptism and confirmation. Christ and the Holy Spirit has invaded our heart, and what happened, the mysteries that happened in Jesus are happening in us. Where you have a deep regret and it hasn't been turned into a blessing yet. Where you have shame from something in the past and Easter hasn't happened there. The addict who hasn't experienced enough freedom to see that this is a blessing that keeps him close to God and dependent on God. That's where this mystery is meant to happen. Third, I love 3 points. Third, in order for us to let this beautiful mystery happen, we simply need to be with Jesus. All Mary could do was be with him. That's all she could do. And I want to offer you an image on how to be with him this week to hopefully help us, so it's not just something out there but concrete. Imagine if the person you love the most, your dearest friend, the person who has meant the most to you in your whole life, the person you care about most in your life, the person you're closest to in your whole life, that today that person begins hospice. That person today begins the final days of their life. How would you want to be with that person? You'd want to express to that person how grateful you are for them. You would want to express your care. You would want to console that person. Dear people, I encourage you to use that image as how to be with Jesus this week. Open your heart to him, this mystery present, in faith. And express how thankful you are for him and what he's doing for you. How much you care about him. That you want to console him as these others spit on him and reject him. that we thank him, we show him our care, and we console him this week. Don't get focused on your sins, or I'm going to get mad at you. If you have a sin, go confess it. But this week is about focusing on what Jesus is doing for us, his great love for us. And we thank him for it, and we console him in it. Maybe a line that can guide us and keep us focused and connected would be a modified version of St. Dismas, the good thief. This is what came up in my prayer. Jesus, thank you for remembering me. Jesus, thank you for remembering me. To let that open our heart to the Lord as he continues to save us, where we still have death in our heart.